Just going in.
Are we going in, man?
No. We'll let the music play a little bit.
All right.
We were talking. I just thought to play music. Fuck it. We can't wait to be back.
Hello, please.
I never thought that you would.
Oh, were you in a rapping mood and I'm in a singing mood?
That spells disaster.
It's real Method Man and Mary J. Blige up in here right now.
Fat Joe taking them lyrics. Shorty, everybody. With the Akon record, right? He took the lyrics, yeah. His new single. Hi, babe.
What's going on, EJ?
We're back. Take it personal. I don't know what number this is. Now that we do the 2 weeks.
Oh,
schedule.
My God. Is this the 13th?
13 or 14?
This is the 13th.
13 is like unlucky or
wow,
lucky?
Wow, nah, man. 13 is the lucky number 13. Come on, EJ.
The 13th floor edition?
Lucky number 13.
So everybody in New York is talking about one thing.
What's that, babe?
Stan weather. 79 degrees in New York City.
Seriously, don't
Sam
talk.
Sam has a tank top on, no homo. So
Sam's shirtless. And his hair is blowing in the wind.
Nah, Sam is not wearing a tank top. He's waiting till it gets a little hotter. Then he's going to really just flex. B-Dot wrote on Twitter, like, I'm about to go cop some wife beaters. You know, he's serious.
You know,
about
I hate
it.
That word.
Wife beaters?
Yes, I hate it.
What is the origin on that? I guess
well,
Italian
I mean,
men.
Well, everything I've ever heard is that people have said that, like, in every movie where somebody's wife is being beaten, the guy always had on that type of shirt.
That's where it's from?
That's where it's from, yeah.
Honestly, never knew where it was from.
Yeah, I never really liked
you
that.
You just picture, like, slimy, like, Italian guy. Like, that's when you not, say that, wife beater. Not saying all Italian guys are slimy. I'm just saying you feel like a movie, like, it's a slimy Italian dude that beats his woman, and you just want him to die at the end of the movie.
It's just not nice to call something that. It's not nice. At Vibe, we always, like, a copy will come to me, and they'll say, like,
wife
it's
beater?
A fresh new wife beater from Sean John or whatever.
You're like, tank top.
And I've been doing, I'll do tank top, or sometimes I'll do W apostrophe beater. Like, I'm always trying to. It's funny. You got jokes.
Those are a little tight now. 50 messed up now. When they made those original G Unit male tank tops,
but I can't
they
remember.
It was a little huggy.
But he based that on. It was kind of a bite from.
He didn't make them.
Guy, I got to think of the designer.
Oh really?
Yeah, there was a designer that made them.
Went in at that time with that.
Yeah, that was. It was kind of a bite from that, and a lot of people were wearing.
But
them.
Even if you're gonna do that, that's a little bit more European. The brothers in the hood can't really.
Why
just
you gonna
have
hate
that.
On 50 for being ahead? Why you gonna
no,
hate on 50?
No, it was 50? So hot, he could have put, you know, wear fucking G-Unit kilts and we would have rocked these shits.
Why 50 can't
be? As long as I got one to match my kicks, I'm good.
Why 50 can't be fashion forward? It's over now. What's the problem with that?
He always has been fashion forward. That's
very
what
fashion
say.
Forward. So what's going on, babe? I'm feeling a little nostalgic in all this sunny
well,
weather,
before
babe.
Before we went in the air, you was really just rocking out to a little thing known as the stylistics. You
can I play
you feel
it? Can
brand
I play
new.
A little bit? Can I play a little
is
bit?
Is that how you feeling, babe?
I mean,
Black
I am.
People classic?
Wait, that's public.
Wait, that's public enemy. Is it time for revolution?
Classic. Hold on for a second.
Have we gone from
this remote
soul?
Is
I'm trying
suspicious.
To learn a new. Tell them I got your nice little new Bosey black sound
exactly.
dot.
Exactly. I got a new Bose.
You got to learn how to work it. You sound dot. Work that
wait
remote control.
Okay, well, here it goes.
There we go. Turn the headphones up. Turn your mic up. Turn the beat up. Best intro ever, man.
Hold on
Lush.
For a second. I just want to say, if you're going to talk through the record, we're going to have to hear it 50 times.
I was just admiring the lush string at the beginning.
Yeah, they
right?
don't do that no more.
Sam knows music.
They don't do this no more. Here we go.
Right. Wait, hold on one second. Was like Frankie Crocker and DJs fucking it up and talking over the beginning, or would DJs know to just like intro and then lean to?
But you know what they did, babe? They left that to you, babe.
It was time checking it back in the day. I don't know. Be quiet throughout the whole thing, man. I'm just saying, I can't be quiet.
We
the whole
actually
thing.
Can.
Well, then people might
it's not the
out.
Whole song. It's not the whole song. Just let me get to the part that really moves me, please. Can right, I get
please,
to that
I'm
part,
sorry.
Please? Thank you.
Please don't make
please. You know how much this song means to me.
Yes, and we're going to talk about. We should talk
okay.
about why.
Okay.
Why it does?
Can we at least hear it so people can know?
All right. Yes. Words could not
explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Okay, this is just to intro this next part. This is how you know that this is a group. Like, this is a group. This is not a solo artist. This is not like some people hanging out together making a record. This is a group, because then dude comes in like this.
Only you can when I needed a friend.
Ooh, seriously?
You had to have a brother come in with the falsetto too.
Is that my jam? And I just want to say, for the record, I have to give the stylistics so much credit, because when I was a baby girl, when I was Parker's age, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and this is how I knew, like, I don't know why I love music. I don't know how I ended up being a music critic. I don't know how I ended up being the editor-in-chief twice of a music magazine, but the stylistics have something to do with it, because this is one of my first memories of loving a record. And I remember, shout out to my uncle Bob Soler out in Oakland, California. He had the record collection to die for. And I remember that when we were staying with my great grandmother in Oakland, we would go right next door to where my cousin Chris, it was really my cousin Chris and her husband Bob Soler, and but we called him uncle and aunt. And me and my sister would go over there to play with them. They had a daughter, Tamara, and Bob had these records. And everything from Bootsy to the stylistics, the emotions, Earth, Wind, and Fire. But this record right here, let me tell you how. When I was little, I used to think that every single record was a personal shout out to somebody.
Dedication.
That
to
there
the
had to be. So when he says, like, only you care when I needed a friend, then I really thought there was like a definite you. There was a Stacy, Linda, Sally, Jackie, and maybe there was, but that's how personally I took it. And I took
but
it like.
Did you feel like it was connecting to you that he was talking to you, or you just was sitting back admiring his love to Linda?
That's, I felt honored to be in their business. You know what I'm saying? That's how I felt at 6 or 7 years old. I was just like, oh my God,
like
he loves her
an adult
so much. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I memorized every word. I still know every word. And it's just, that song is just. It's just amazing.
So in some ways,
to me.
I guess music can make kids grow.
Well, the thing that's scary
feel like
about
you're
it,
hearing like an adult conversation, like this man is declaring his love to this woman, and I'm young enough that I understand some of it, but what I don't understand, I feel connected to because of the melody and because of the sounds, and I want to write the lyrics down. I want to understand it more.
Yes,
I want to understand what I don't understand.
Yeah, me and my sister used to pantomime this song among many other songs, but it scares me because I've always been one that says, you know something, I don't want to hear anything about how rap music is negative and how it affects young people, because everybody gets into music for whatever reason they do. It doesn't have a negative or a positive impact. It's about the parents. You need to just watch over your kids. But when I think about myself as a young girl, music had so much effect on me.
But I think it also, it still goes back to your value system, because, you know, move, bitch, get out the way is catchy, but it also depends, like, you know, what your background was and who you.
But what if there's a little girl, like, think about Parker. What if she's listening to that and she thinks she's overhearing grown folks' conversation?
I think she would know it's bad. It's not like the kids. I just think kids, I think you got to give children a lot more credit. They're smart enough to know when they're being bad. They want to be bad and they want to break the rules. It's like, well, I can't go to bed at 10. Like, what happened with Parker? Everything was about her trying to negotiate to stay up later at bedtime. Like, I know I'm supposed to go to bed at 10, but what if I go to bed at midnight now, Auntie Danny? What if I go to bed at 11? How about 10:30?
She was a
that's
dope
thing
dealer
to me about
negotiations.
To me about
she
being a kid, what I remember about being a kid is that's a battle, and you want to win that battle. Like, you want to be able to break the rule. But it's no fun unless you know the rule you're breaking. Like, you want to be able to, like, get your dad's Richard Pryor record and listen to it.
True.
But you know
that too.
But you know it's bad. Like, you know, you don't sit there and go, why can't I just tell Richard Pryor jokes in the car? Why is mommy getting mad? Like, why is daddy mad at me, or why grandma want to slap me in my mouth if I say something slick? Like, you know when you're doing bad. I just think that comes from those, yeah, those, and it don't need to be even take that long. It takes that, what's that, 5 years maybe? I just think from like, what, from like the first 5 to 10 years of your life, really? Like,
I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? Like, from 4 to 9?
That's
really?
When I was, like I had time? Such a pure you know? And unadulterated fascination for music from when I there is not a time, it's the same thing. I can't remember a time didn't want to be a writer. Can't remember a time I wasn't fascinated with music.
Well, do you think part of, like I said, with the music, though, it's almost like the love of lyrics. So then you want to write lyrics down.
Love some lyrics.
You know? You want to write lyrics down.
What's your first musical memory?
My first musical memory. I mean, I used to sing Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 stuff.
Yeah, that was, I think that's my
I
first.
I think that's most black
my
kids.
My first might be ABC.
Yeah. You have to be able to know.
Most black kids our age, babe. Most black kids our age.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Was it now Cisco for the years? But I learned the thong song. That was Beat Out 20. But the second shout out to Beat Out.
What's the first album someone ever gave you as a gift?
Well, I used to remember seeing like the your parents' collection. So you see certain images of certain albums. Like one we always make fun of my family is Joe Cocker's Mad Dog and the Englishman album. And like Santana album because their artwork was always ill.
Y'all was serious at the Wilson household.
What?
Y'all had Joe Cocker in the house? I don't know.
Well, no, we always say, my mother always says it too. Like my mother loved Stylistics and loved the 60s soul groups. My father segued. He liked the doo-wop era.
Mm-hmm.
He liked like James Brown when he was doing like Please, Please, Please. But when it got all funky, like real, he went rock with it. Like if I went rock, whatever, like he went Richie Havens. He went real rock or folky kind of rock, Woodstocky kind of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Like he's rocking with that. Meanwhile, my mother's listening more into that aspect of it. And they both kind of never really got too deep with the funk. And then they jumped heavy into the disco and kind of the bouncy thing. So yeah, you'd see a lot of you see it, but I think that's probably why my whole interests are a little bit more broader than even though people look at me as a hip hop guy, because just like hip hop, I used to listen to all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I listened to Lil Joe Cocker and then I listened to the soul stuff, but the power mostly was in Michael Jackson. The instant element of it was Michael Jackson, and then in hip hop was Run DMC, which I kind of touched on in Rap Radar.
Yeah, I think the first record I ever, and definitely the first concert I ever went to was the Jackson 5.
Yeah. There's something about the Jacksons and just the idea of what they were, you know.
So major. I remember
they had
that
cartoons,
ABC album,
they had variety
the
shows.
The blue album with the big ABC on the front. OMG, I was serious about that. And I remember when Dancing Machine was an actual hit. And we used to jump rope to Dancing Machine when I was little. Well, your parents went more rock. My parents were super pop. I mean, my mother liked her. I remember from being little. My mother didn't really listen to a lot of music in the house. Maybe a lot of Stevie Wonder. But in our house, it was a lot of Johnny Mathis, Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, I wasn't that many adults.
All of that kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff they listened to when they weren't listening to like Motown.
George, I think it's George McRae, Rock the Boat, Rock the
Boat. Rock the Boat, don't rock the boat.
Yeah,
baby.
My mother, I love that record. My mother played me that record
I
like 87
years. George McRae, though.
Is that George McRae?
That's Hughes Corporation. Hughes Corporation.
No,
yeah.
But there's another one by George McRae.
I remember that 45 in the house.
Rock the Boat.
My mother like, and what was that song? King Floyd? Groove
Me,
Baby.
Me.
Oh.
Like that.
My mother played that 45. Mercy. Like there wasn't another one in the world. Like if she didn't play that one, that was just it. And my mother was big Elvis. She was not Beatles. She was Elvis all day.
Rock Your Baby, George McRae.
Wait, yeah, you talking about Rock the Boat, though.
No, but that was big, too. But this was my jam.
I know every word to Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas album without a question.
This is kind of disco-y, see?
Rock me, baby. Don't talk to me about that.
My mother
please.
Would play this record for me.
This
all
is the
time.
Podcast where I'm going to get my sing on, so everybody should just fall back and get their minds right. Rock me, baby.
You got a video. Look, he's doing it. Where's the brother's shirt? He got no shirt.
I'm not, baby. I'm not trying to see all that. I'm really not.
I'm just showing his pecs.
I'm not trying to see all that.
Oh, I mean, we could have my mother come up here and tell you all whatever. She's going to make stuff up. But she
no, but I was just interested.
EJ loved Johnny Mathis. He had everything.
No, because everyone's into talking about like what people's influences are and this, any other people talking about like Drake, what are his influences, Kanye, what are his, everybody's influences so broad and everyone acts like, oh my God, that's so different. That's
so
deep.
That we didn't have broad influences.
And I'm like,
too.
I think most black people,
it's different.
Are culturally like bilingual, trilingual. Most people are like, you like what you like that your culture's into and you like what the larger culture is into.
We had better commercials. We had like Roach Motel commercials. Like we had like better, We had better. I feel like we had better cartoons. We had better commercials. We had better kind of pop culture moments in some ways. You know what I mean? I feel
babe, I'm not gonna say better. I'm gonna say different. I'm gonna say different.
I don't think there was a jam in Super Bowl commercial this year. That wasn't like. I just think in certain areas there hasn't been. I think there. I'm not gonna say the music isn't as good.
I think there wasn't a good Super Bowl commercial this year because then nobody had any money this year. That's what I think the problem. People are.
What's the last? What's like? What's the Wendy's with the like the beef commercials? Like, what's been the last kind of cultural thing in the last 5 years that has sort of like caught on? I guess we have a couple examples, but I just it doesn't off the head come to me. But you're right. I don't want to do the old man speech where.
Really? Please don't go down there.
I won't go there.
Please go down there. There's some Twitter questions.
Uh-oh. I got some, too.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the one I have is from Q Salazar, boy Q out in Colorado. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Q.
Shout out
to Q. He says, Danimo, and I appreciate this from Q, too, because I'm quoting his twit exactly the way he types it. Okay. At Danimo, I know you're a sports fan. Talking about Danimo.
Uh-huh.
And then he says... But, okay, what about, but what about YN? Who you guys feeling in the NBA playoffs?
Oh, we were talking about We've been talking
about this relentlessly, yeah.
For some reason, we just can't get into sports this year.
Not like, buying
it's just
it.
Bad. I don't want to... I watched LeBron spank the Pistons yesterday. I mean, it seems like it's going to be Cavs and the Lakers.
You know what
Lakers.
I say about that? Yawn!
It seems like it's going to be Cavs and the Lakers, and it's just like it's hard to get into it. Like, I just can't... It's I mean, like, I get it to it when it's finally like, Cavs and the like Lakers,
get there.
But I can't.
It's like, get there. It's so.
I need an
so,
upset. Like, I need somebody
just
to like.
Get there. Get there. Everyone's all excited, I guess, because is it Dwight Howard and his magic?
Against Philly. And Philly won the other night. They pulled an upset.
Yeah, and then what happened
victory.
With Atlanta? Atlanta.
Miami, they're playing. Who's up? Somebody's up 2-1 in that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Miami.
The whole thing is
no, but we're so fanatic about the league. But, like, I just look at the players. I'm like, Portland made the playoffs. They're playing Houston. Like, they're the fourth and fifth seed. And, like, Phoenix didn't
make
it.
And then
it.
I'm
like,
just like, and then I'm supposed to care. Like, I can't take the same hurt NBA stories. That's my problem. There's just not a new story. I need Chris Paul to stand up. I need Tracy McGrady to not be injured.
Stand up and say what?
I need fuck somebody everybody. To. I just need
fuck
a new,
everybody. I'm Chris Paul.
I just
I'm
need
the best of the league.
I need him to do something ridiculous. I need him to score 70 points. I need him to curse somebody out. I need him to kick somebody in his ankle. Like, I just need a new NBA story. Like, all the stories
that
just played out.
The only story was Wade's comeback. Like, Wade had a great year, and Wade kind of galvanize the league.
You know, I don't believe in Dwayne Wade.
You don't like him, so.
It's not that I don't like him. I don't believe in him. I'm sure he's a nice guy. I just don't believe in him.
What don't you believe in? That he's a good star? He's a star? He's a team leader?
I just think...
He's not in your top five superstar. He'll never be a top five superstar.
Top five what?
He's a hard. That's a horrified look you just had.
Top five? Please.
You know what the fascination now
dude,
is?
Dude, what's my man's name? Huh? Nick Van Exel?
Yeah. Why do you always compare somebody hurt to Nick Van Exel?
It's not that I compare somebody hurt to him. I just remember a time and that everybody was on Nick Van Exel.
Yeah,
like,
they wanted to make
oh
him
oh, my
one.
God. He's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. Yeah. I see homeboy now. He's got tube socks up over his knees. He's chubby.
No, he's not playing he's no more.
I'm talking about 2 years ago. I'm just saying this is like, Dwayne Wade to me is like, you know, then this is cold blooded
like
to say.
Penny Hardaway type thing? Like, he's going to be the shit?
I buy Penny before I buy Dwayne.
Wow,
I buy Penny before I buy Dwayne.
I don't know if I agree.
I don't like dudes.
I think he may be a little too fragile, but he's not Tracy
McGrady.
And that's
McGrady. The word we always use. He's not, nobody's
as fragile. Yeah,
because
look at McGrady's not playing
McGrady.
Right now. McGrady can't play.
I wouldn't buy an ice cream cone from Tracy McGrady. I want you to be clear. I wouldn't buy a 5-cent lemonade from Tracy McGrady. I just really wouldn't. It's like, take your vitamins, man. Like, I'm over it. You're in the NBA. Show up.
Or just if you keep getting hurt, you just feel like this guy's not conditioning properly.
You're not conditioning properly.
It's like you have so many trainers. There's so many people in the business of keeping you healthy. You know what I mean? So if you're not pulling your weight
and then that speaks
to
me.
You keep turning your ankle or whatever, you're not really serious.
It speaks to me of just like a vanity. Yeah. Of just like believing that everything you have is a gift. And so you don't have to work hard to maintain it. So then you're not showing up when your team needs you. You're not
rehabbing.
You're not
right
showing up when I need you as a fan.
Bones
so you know
back.
What I say? Every time you put the ball up, I'm hoping it doesn't go in. F Tracy McGrady. I'm not.
Is that
him.
Probably why we lost? Because our team, the Knicks, suck like that. And it's just like if we like, it's hard to like get motivated.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love the Knicks, and I just feel like the teams that I like, everybody's just everywhere. Like, what's going on with my man? All my Warriors are everywhere, all
Baron
over the league.
And all those
Baron,
guys. You got connected too.
Barron's like,
Avery the, don't have no coaching job
the
yet.
Fucking Kanye West of the NBA. You know what I mean?
Just, nobody waits. Explain that. Nobody gets that. Nobody sees Barron because I would thought Barron would be a thug dude. Tell him what we saw him and what he was.
Barron
wearing.
A thug? Yeah.
No, but he's a tough dude. He's from the town.
He's from Compton. He went to he went to high school.
No, but we saw
he's
him.
He's from South Central, but he went to high school out in Santa Monica or whatever. With no, all but we the rich
saw.
Kids.
Tell him what we it's saw like, him and what he was wearing. That's why
oh,
you're saying
man.
That.
I saw where were we? Sometimes, sometimes you and me go places we definitely don't need to
we
be.
No, was at a Chris Webber
fundraiser in
fundraising
Vegas.
Fundraising getaway.
That
thing.
Was a trip.
Was it the same trip as Dr. Dre?
Was it? Yeah, it was.
Wow, Sam is following.
It was.
It
was
the same trip as Dr.
Because
Dre?
At first we were staying out at out at Red Rock out in the suburbs of Vegas.
Oh,
because
we switched venues. It was still the same trip though. You're right.
Yeah, that was a hot trip though. Remember we went to that crazy ass Gary Payton 40th
was that
birthday
before
party?
We went to the yeah. We crashed Gary Payton's birthday party.
Oh, shout out to Marcus King, no doubt.
And, Brian Shaw. We was in the car, Brian Shaw.
Yes, yes. Brian
and King's
Shaw.
Like, no, Brian Shaw gonna be the coach of the Lakers when Phil Jackson steps away.
Why you blowing King up at Brian Shaw up all crazy? Brian Shaw
cool,
can't have his moment.
Then we can say we was in the car.
Shout out to Brian Shaw. Yeah, he's from Oakland, so you know it goes back. It goes back. No, but what were we just talking about?
Barron came to Barron. Oh, Barron. It was a black tie thing, and a couple of players tried to roll in and not really play by the rules. One of them was Barron Davis, and what was he wearing, darling? Who you read it to? As you
okay,
going
first
to the
of all, because
room?
You know me, going to the ladies' room.
Was he going?
Let's
to
keep
room?
It extra real.
Oh, taking a smoke.
They had to have a smoke. So. So I had to go to the ladies' room, in quote marks, and I'm standing out in the lobby because you could obviously you could smoke in the lobby at Vegas and in Vegas, and I saw Barron, and yeah, he just is a quirky dude. It's the best way I can say it.
Yeah, like a members only kind of green
jacket,
yeah,
like
real
a
tight,
weird,
and like had weird glasses and a baseball
and
cap
a weird like Confederate cap, like. You know what I'm talking about? Like, that style.
He just was mad, like, real, what they say, the hipstery, what
let's
they
just
say
call
the kids dress.
Fashion forward.
He's real fashion forward, which you wouldn't expect. He wasn't coming in with the champion
yeah,
hoodie.
He's totally
and he
that.
Was killing it with that outfit. He really felt that
he
that, was,
sharp,
that, was, that was good enough to get him into the black tie thing. So
and
they
like
kind of held him up a little bit in the front. Then they finally let him in. They held him up for a sec. They're like,
yeah, and you know, I love Barron as a player. And I'm just like, where is he on the Herb Clippers? I'm not watching a Clippers game. You can't pay me money to watch a Clippers game.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
I'm not watching. And then what's my other man, Jason Richardson? Oh, you know that's my fake boyfriend. Let's be for real.
But other thing, who's into baseball? They got new stadiums here in New York. We haven't talked about going to any of the new stadiums. Or
why
into
are we being
thing.
So shady about sports right now?
It's bad.
Because me and
see,
you,
I see my man Russ from Slam.
He's like,
say
to the
games and
to
all
the podcast, podcast audience. Me and Ella used to be at a Knick game. Oh, we used to stay at a Knick game. Yeah. We used to be at a Met game. Stay at a Met game.
I had season tickets.
We've been season tickets. We used to be at spring training for the Mets.
Yeah.
And what are we doing now?
I'm not into sports the same way. It's really scary. My pops is gonna slap me when he sees me because I just.
Oh, we need to go to a Met game. Seriously, I don't have time. You know I need my. You know I need my Jose. You know I need my.
Do you need your Jose?
I need my Jose. I do.
Jose Reyes, babe.
Oh, please don't say his name, babe. I don't like the way it sounds coming off your lips. I gotta say it. Jose Reyes, babe. I gotta say it like that, babe.
We're doing a fake accent now? Teddy, you're Dominican?
I'm just saying. Oh, Jose.
Somebody told me that Beyonce sold out Madison Square Garden in 30 minutes. Just like a little boo. Just like a little Jay-Z. Oh, so sweet.
You love a couple, don't you?
Sweetie 23 says that. Is that true? She saw the best. I mean, I would assume so, right?
I don't know. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be true. What? Is everybody just deciding they're not going to go see Beyonce?
I'm not going to check out that Beyonce thing.
I'm trying to see. I've seen Beyonce live. We saw Beyonce live in Atlanta.
The one we were in the top tier?
Yeah, we were sitting at the rooftop.
I seen her at the, she did a thing at the Fade to Black show. The
oh,
retirement
you know when
show.
I saw her live and she... K-I-L-L-E-D-I-T.
Oh, I have a segue in that. I just
was, what you call, at the Grammys the year when she came out with Prince and all that?
Oh, yeah,
she
you was at that. I'm so
oh,
jealous.
I was at Grammys and she, K-I-L-L-E-D-I-T. Okay?
Now, why when we went to Grammys, it had to suck? We went to Grammys this year. Waiting for Swagger ooh. Like Us. We were starving and we left ghetto style right after Swagger Like Us in the middle of the show.
Did anything
to
else
go
happen?
Get some food. Where did we go? Like the Denny's or something, right?
No, we didn't go to Denny's.
No, went to
we went
the,
to P.F. Chang's.
Chang's.
We
even more
P.
ghetto.
That's not ghetto. Okay,
we left after Swagger Like Us in the middle of the Grammys. Only one leaving the Grammys is sold out arena.
Okay, I
want to
be honest with you. We wasn't the only one leaving that
Grammys. Oh, you
Grammys.
Saw people dip out too?
People was, especially journalists. That's when the whole Chris and Rihanna thing broke and
oh, yeah,
everybody
was
bouncing.
Day. That was a weird day too.
Journalists
yeah.
was trying to bounce and go see what was going on.
Yeah, we were all sent as once we knew they weren't showing up, everybody was just like, oh, okay.
Shout out to Joe Levy at Blender slash now the new EIC of Maxim. No doubt.
But it's the real, you know, everybody's talking about Summer Jam in New York and High 97. And
everybody know. Dan Dan's not talking about that.
Well, some because of that type of attitude, people are speaking bad about and saying the lineup isn't that good and subpar and blah, blah.
Did they say Jay was on the lineup?
Jay who? Jay Electronica?
No, Jay-Z. Jay-Z on the lineup?
Jay Dilla? He passed
Jay-Z.
Away. Babe. I'm sorry.
I'm saying huh? Jay-Z. Is Jay-Z on the lineup?
Jay who?
Is
Jay-Z?
Young Jeezy on the lineup?
Jeezy's on the lineup.
Is he headlining?
There's no more headlining more. I think Jim Jones and Jules is headlining because they're hoping they can bring Cam out and get that Dipset reunion. It's very New York, babe. Very New York. New York, New York, New York, New York. New York. But anyhow.
Oh, you can't see my yawn on the air, is what you're saying?
It's the real, our Jewish friends.
Yes.
Eric and Jeff Rosenthal. Who
yes.
Create hilarious videos.
We love them.
The thoughts on Summer Jam 2009, Summer Jams of years
slow
past,
down, babe. No one can understand what
and
you're
your
saying.
And your favorite summer anthems. That's how they get down.
My favorite summer anthems?
No, but I was thinking about Summer Jam with Beyonce. I was at Summer Jam. People forget that the same year, and this is the first year, like to take you back, I have obviously a connection to Summer Jam because when I got the XXL, my whole mission was, since that was the hot event in New York.
Was to own that event.
That we got to be.
Lord knows
gotta be,
I know.
You wasn't even with me when I did it.
Okay,
let me get it.
Slow your roll.
I started in 2001.
This is when I didn't have a job and I was dating you and I took a
when
car
did we start
with
dating?
You out with the XXL staff.
No, this is true. Wait for that story.
Summer
there was
Jam.
Summer Jam before that though. There was Summer Jam before that. We'll wait.
Seriously?
You want to get to that first?
Where I don't know
you,
why I wrote
Sam, what
you.
Do you want to do? You want to go to that one or you want to go
no,
before
let's
that?
Let's go to yours, babe.
There was
yours
like before
is
that.
Obviously the most jamming, babe. Let's go
it
to yours.
Year, it was the year Jay-Z
me,
put Michael, brought Michael Jackson
everybody,
out.
Everybody
put
knows
Prodigy in a Summer Jam screen.
Everything that happened to you before me is way better, babe.
Babe, I love you dearly, but rap history is rap history.
Yo,
babe,
go ahead with your hurtness, please.
No, so I wanted to make sure we sponsored it on whatever hurt level we could and do the programs. And I guess the first year we did it was the 2001 Summer Jam when the headliner was Jay-Z. And the infamous thing is he brought Michael Jackson out. And Arrival was Mobb Deep at the time, and he put Prodigy's picture on a mm-hmm. Summer Jam screen, and he started the battle.
Oh, I'm
with
sorry,
Nas.
I was nodding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe. Go ahead with the jam
well,
story.
Well, Beyonce, the longest ass segue because we can't get to anything.
Please
Destiny's
say this has
Child,
to do with Crazy in Love.
Destiny's
oh, it doesn't.
Child
okay.
was on the bill, and they were booed unmercifully.
That's because they had just broke up with the girl, kicked the girl
yeah,
out,
and
or
they
whatever.
Were getting booed everywhere, and it was bad. Yeah. Nelly got booed.
My girl Beyonce said, F all that, though.
Yes. No, Beyonce said to the crowd, and it's the funny shit, especially after I was so many drinks in, which I'll tell you about a story about that, too.
But I don't want to hear that story.
And Beyonce was like, stopping on some of a bus. She's like, I know you're not going to boo God. And then they did like some like slow jam, Jesus, like the, and she wasn't having it. She said, I know you're not going to boo
something.
God.
I am so not in the Beyonce hater camp.
No, it was hot.
Not,
she held on.
Not.
But it was such a that's a star bill. It was like Outkast. So the thing was, I was drunk. I was trying to find Bonsu, who's my music editor at the mm-hmm. Source. I mean, Source at XXL. Wow, I really
get it
up.
Together,
so
babe.
Long.
Get it together,
at
babe.
On a higher level. I'm trying to find Bonsu, and I'm so drunk.
Shout out
was,
to Bonsu.
I was
dreams
told
are real.
I jumped over the barrier and ran into the crowd in the area. Like I was up in a little side thing, and I just. In the moment, I just, you know, when you're drunk
this
and you want to experience a moment with
this
somebody?
This is definitely before we were dating.
Exactly.
Without question.
That's what we were dating. So I jumped over the barrier. Everybody was like, I just trying to find him. And everybody thought that was a crazy
That's how you
thing.
And Bonsu get down, babe?
The Ellie was out of control. I didn't find him. He was backstage kicking it with Big Boy or whatever. So, but yeah, that lineup was like Outkast and Nelly and Destiny's Child and Jay-Z headline. So it's hard nowadays, you know. But so then the year
it's not that
we
hard.
Went.
You know, you want to know why it's
no,
not
no,
that
I
hard?
Got,
no,
got,
let me tell you just why it's not that hard, uh-huh. though. Okay, let me tell you
that
something.
That was 2001.
There's hot rappers in the world right now. You know who they are?
Uh-huh.
T.I., though he may be in jail.
But he'll be in jail by then.
Excuse me.
Can't get him.
Excuse me.
Maybe they could do like
Sorry.
That Eazy-E video and have him from the prison.
Excuse me.
Perform on the screen.
Quiet. T.I. There's a gentleman, young man known as Lil Wayne. Okay.
Lil, that's a hard bookie. He's the top rapper in the game.
Okay.
Drake will be there, though.
There's, as previously mentioned, there's Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jeezy's
well,
on the bill,
you,
not headlining.
Yeah.
You know I love and respect Mary J. Blige. I adore
but
her.
That's Keisha Cole's slot.
But that...
That's what you trying to say? Get Keisha
I
that slot over
I changed my mind.
A lot of love you, boo.
Oakland in the house. I'm just saying. No, but the
top five rappers, you know, I think my top five rappers are Lil Wayne, Kanye,
is Cudi on the bill?
Jay-Z, T.I., and Jeezy.
Is Cudi on the bill? Huh? Day and Night, all that on the bill?
No. But they do have surprises. They have surprises.
Yeah, they always have surprises.
But to justify Cudi, you'd have to give Kanye the main set of somebody who's related to him. Or he'll just come out with a random person and do Day and Night and keep it moving. The big booker they have is T-Pain and Friends. So that could be anybody who made a record with T-Pain.
Sitting on the edge of my seat, babe. Fox
come out, Fetch, anybody.
Sitting on the edge of my seat, babe. I haven't been to Summer Jam since I went with you and the XXL staff. And
so we got to rest of your story. Go with,
wow.
Which one? So this was what, 04 maybe? Because there was one before that. The one after that was the year that Nas didn't show up and Ja Rule and everybody was doing that.
That's not the one I went with.
And then there was another year.
I went the crazy year when... Let me go ahead, please.
You love it.
Oh my God!
Because I took you to Summer Jam.
The thing is, I have been. I out was the game.
Can I just say for the record?
Excuse me.
No, I was nervous to take her to Summer Jam.
Why? I've been in hip hop for 155 years.
It was starting to get more hooligan-y, like at times.
Please,
you know, drug dealers trying to
you always try to try to sit my ass on a satin pillow. I've been doing this for a while.
We weren't engaged yet, though, right?
No, we were not engaged.
So none of that ever came.
It was a date.
It was her date.
Okay, slow down.
Bringing Danielle amongst the staff at XXL was kind of a big deal.
Oh my God, the drama.
And, you know, it, just
it really
weird.
Wasn't. It was
she wasn't
great.
Even in the game. She wasn't even the
I wasn't in the game. I was like in graduate school, whatever. So, anyway, in any case.
Right here.
Oh, now you got to get up?
I'm getting a little water, buddy.
You got to get a little water now when I'm telling my part of the story? Wow.
I missed it.
My whole thing is, I just could not believe. You have to tell me the guy's name that was mad at 50. What was his name? Because Homeboy is legendary. Smurf?
Bangham Smurf.
What is it?
Bangham Smurf. Yeah, right.
Bangham Smurf. Okay, so we're at Summer Jam. We have incredible seats.
Was the riding good?
Huh?
How was the riding?
The ride was cool. Well, all the XXL staff. Shout out to, who was it, like Sally, Mary K. Choi, Mary H. K. Choi. We were all rolling together. It was awesome. So we're at Summer Jam, and it's a good Summer Jam. I can't even... Oh, Fat Joe came out in the linen pants. He was killing it.
Fat Joe actually stole the show because Lean Back was hot at the time.
Oh,
and he came out when Lil Jon brought him out.
Oh, it was incredible when Fat Joe came out. But then 50 came out.
Well, 50, was he the headliner?
I don't know.
It was a controversy. R. Kelly was supposed to headline.
R. Kelly never came out,
and
right?
50 shit on R. Kelly, and then he came out a little bit after. But no, we left after 50, though.
But yeah, because it was about to get bugged wild.
Everybody was like, 50's about to bring it.
No, but the crazy thing was, so 50 came out and he's doing whatever song was hot at the time. Who knew? Because I was in school and I wasn't paying attention. But he came out and he was just doing it up large.
He had G-Unit. It was actually, they had segued into Young Buck. Like, Lloyd Banks had his little one song, On Fire. Everybody's going crazy. Yeah. And then they went to Young Buck's song. Forgot the single, the funny at. So people were rocking to that.
It was
great.
That's
when it went down.
So we're all standing. We're all like, 10 rows out from the stage, and they had these chairs, like the folding chairs that were, you know, in rows, but the rows themselves, like each chair was connected to another chair.
You couldn't move the chair. They were strung together.
Yeah, they were strung together.
Real fire
hazard. So we've been having a good time. And I've been to a lot of rap shows, but that seemed dangerous to me.
And we said that from jump.
We said it from jump. I was like, this is not cool. Mad people smoking weed, just... A lot of drinks.
I had noticed the situation, though.
Yeah, it was hectic because Elliot did notice that Bangham Smurf, is that his name?
Yes.
Okay, was like over here to our right.
He came in during the middle of the show with like 40 niggas or whatever. Like, really? How many niggas? He had about 10 or 20.
10 or 20.
10 or 20.
That's so crazy.
It was crazy.
Came in.
And they were just hype.
They had front row seats.
It was getting
seats
more and more
on the right
hype
side of the stage.
It was getting more and more hype. Every song.
They might have snuck some reefer into the...
I don't know who didn't sneak some reefer into that. I don't even say that word, reefer, but yeah.
Might have had some, you know, some drinks.
Okay, but hold up. So 50's out there.
So I'm trying to explain that. This might be a little problem here, babe, because that's...
Don't care. Haven't been in the game. Didn't know who was fighting who. Didn't care. And I think, I'm looking at Elliot like, boy, please.
But they're
I've been
laying
doing
in wait. I'm telling you, Sam, they show up to the show mad early, like fans, right. And was in the cut for hours.
Waiting for 50 to come
waiting
off.
For 50 set. Waiting.
Is in the cut. So... This is the thing that stays with... This is going to stay with me, really, for years and years. So what song was
this
50 doing when it happened?
This is before you met 52, right? I had never met 50
wasn't before. I wasn't in a game.
Yeah, this is your first impression of 50.
This is my first impression of 50 Cent. It really was. Because all that, what's his big song?
In the club.
All that. I was out the game for all that. So 50's up there and he's just really holding it down and he's throwing dollar bills or whatever into the crowd. And I'm like, yo, this is what's going on in rap right now. This is incredible. And the people in Bang'em Smurfs camp were just going crazy, right? They were just mad and angry and shouting stuff at him, right? And 50's playing to him, though. He's not scared. He's pointing to him and making personal comments, laughing at him.
Antagonizing each other.
So, like I said, these chairs that we were all sitting in were strung together. So, I don't know how they got a solo chair. I will never know how they got a solo chair.
They must have broken loose.
Let me tell you
Which
something.
Which wasn't easy to do.
Right, right. It was not. Somebody from Bang'em Smurfs camp picked up a chair, threw it at 50, and God, as my witness on this earth, 50 Cent, in one of those tank tops we was talking about, put his hand up and caught that shit.
He caught it?
Caught it.
Your dad drew a baseball to you.
He caught it.
That is crazy.
It was like, seriously, I don't feel one way or another about 50 Cent. Curtis, shout out, no shout out. But I was standing there with my hands over my mouth like, oh my God.
Did he throw it back though? I can't remember.
He threw it back.
So then they start throwing more, and then it got a little exciting.
They started throwing like bottles of water up there and all this. But when 50 caught it, you know I have respect for people that catch things. Just like I said, we were at the game in Atlanta and you caught the toy. I respect that. We were at the wedding, you caught the garter.
Gotta
I respect that.
Got to catch things.
50, up. Somebody threw a chair at him, and he caught it. It was incredible.
Yeah, Buck
yeah, it was.
Performing.
Yeah.
He was shouting though. He had a mic still in his hand when he caught
it. He had a mic.
Yeah, on this side of the stage.
He caught a folding chair.
Love that he caught it.
He caught a metal folding chair on the stage.
That's crazy. People forget about that drama, that fight, that thing.
Who is Bang'em Smurf?
He's a kid. He's a dude from the same hood that 50 was from that was really rolling heavy with 50. Like, if some of the early mixtapes, he shouts him out, he was down with the crew. Kind of more the hooligan, you know, the goon on salary or whatever. And then he started fucking up. Like, 50 would take him on the road and do stuff, and he would fuck up and get into trouble and blow the money and get arrested or get into a fight in North Carolina. You know, he didn't know how to roll and just chill, get into nonsense. Got arrested again. And then there was, you know, disagreements about how 50 should hold him down to take care of him. And finally, he got to fuck you, and cut him loose. So he's even now still taking it forward on Rick Ross's album. On the last song, he called, they tape an audio of him calling Rick Ross, you know, Burt Ross is Smurf, you know, fuck 50. So now he's like he was like the street cred dude that was down with 50 from his camp that held him down. So
50 needs street cred?
No, but just one of his soldiers. So it's like your soldier turned on you, that type of shit. So that's how Rick Ross was trying to play it. But
that was my first impression.
But he went to jail. Now supposedly he can't even live. He lives like in a, he can't even, he got, he's from, where's he from? He doesn't have, he's not in America now. He's from like West Indian or something.
Oh, yeah?
He got deported or something. Deported? Something like that. Yeah. So. But no, that was funny. People forget about that incident.
Deported?
He can't come to America. Something like that.
Where is he from again?
I'm not sure. I gotta look it up.
Deported?
Right now.
What is he, a pirate? What's going on? That sounds crazy.
But yeah, you did enjoy that. It was like Public Enemy.
Oh, but then the whole thing was, and I was just writing about this in my Ed note. It's like, it's when you've been in hip hop for a long time, and you've been going to live shows for a long time like I have, you don't really scare easy even when something goes crazy, because you got to understand that when this started happening, people started surging.
Yeah.
And
so I tried to pull you to the side.
Elliot was trying to grab me and this is when we were first dating, and I'm like, I don't know how dude rolls. He doesn't know how I roll, but I'm nobody's Catwoman or Wonder Woman, but I'm not one that panics. But the chairs started all folding up in a row. People were pushing from behind.
But it got deaded quick, though.
It did.
Yeah.
In fairness. It did. It was
Trinidad. It got deported and went back to Trinidad.
Wow. It's like that out here in Trinidad and Tobago? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, but that was crazy. And I just remember that's the first time you kind of talked to me crazy, like really try to boss up, like, come with me. And you was holding my wrist all crazy.
I was like, I do. I was concerned.
Oh, I remember that. You just hold my wrist all tight, and I was like, oh. I was like, do I have a boyfriend? I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Oh, don't try to act like you don't remember.
I don't remember that part.
Oh,
no,
I thought I was trying to look so cute that day, too, in my little skirt and everything. I was trying to impress.
I'll be getting real girly with it. That's the Summer Jam's all about to you.
Do you want me to go to the song? Skirt? Our wedding song? Because you know I have it queued up.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
But you don't want to cry on the air.
I'm already tearing from this plant that we got this morning that hit me in my eye.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tell them about our deck. We got looking our deck up. I bought some big ass plant. That's what my eyes all teary.
We've
right
never
now.
Shown Sam the deck.
We're gonna show him after this podcast. We can we do the podcast from the deck?
We're gonna go up there and Sam. Sam will tell us there is power.
I don't even know if we can get internet access up here. That could be the summer jump off.
I don't know if we need internet access if Sam can plug in the stuff and we can
true.
Do it.
Do it, yeah.
Yeah, no, we've been here for 2 summers. We got into this apartment.
2 summers?
Yeah, we moved in August 2 years ago. Yeah.
This year is the second summer. No?
No, but we had August, so it was still like we still
had
some
warm
time. Oh, we
spent 2 summers here?
Yes.
Wow.
And we have, and one of the reasons we got into this apartment was because there's a beautiful, private, nice size roof up. Deck, finished roof. And when we were looking, I was like, oh my God, I love outdoor space. Being from California. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to have it. And the thing is, we've either been too busy or we haven't made a priority to make that space in any way habitable. Nothing. So we finally got some stuff for it. I got some lights now. Me and Elliot are going to try to string up after the podcast. We don't have all the cushions yet, but we don't.
Tell about the cushion debacle.
I'm not even going to talk about Restoration Hardware right now. I'm not even going to talk about it. They do not want me to go in on them right now because I went in on them on the phone yesterday. They do not. Restoration Hardware does not want me to go in
right now.
We have our
cushions for what? What do you call it?
The little chaise lounge. Yes.
For our ottoman.
Yes.
But we're missing it for our little, the original.
Love
the,
seat.
The love
right?
seat.
Yeah.
They sent a pillow that didn't belong to us, and they never sent the other part.
I have.
And then they wanted Danielle to return the pillow. To return the pillow.
Here's the thing. I was just on the phone with them yesterday, and they tried to tell me we're not. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but whatever. They tried to tell me they're not going to penalize me for something. And I was like, yo, slow down for a second. First of all, you have my money, and I don't have what I'm supposed to have.
You're getting penalized.
Yeah, so to talk about me being penalized for something, I was like, I'm not even getting to my curse out voice. I've had some issues the last week, and I feel like I must be having some issues elsewhere because the people at Nike Town caught my wrath, and the people at Restoration Hardware caught my wrath.
Nike Town.
I don't want to talk about it.
We have to talk about Nike Town.
I will not.
You started it.
I said I won't.
Oh, Danielle got into a fight at Nike Town. But she's
I didn't get into a fight.
In front of Parker.
I'm not even going to talk about it, really, because it just
a woman
makes me emotional.
Tossed her back.
I won't. Really,
right,
because I'll start it up.
I want to hear this podcast. I don't want to be banned like that.
Do you guys
want to
hear the song that our families walk down to when...
we played this on a podcast.
This isn't it. No, this isn't true. Wait a minute.
Sam, hold on. Sam, did we play the Aretha Franklin on the podcast before?
No.
Sparkle? The one. We did.
I have to play it again.
We played it before, man.
We did?
Yes, babe. We're still married, babe. What are we doing on our anniversary? It's coming up soon. June 11th.
Oh, I know what I'm doing.
What's that, babe?
Something that is not on the soil of the continental United States of America. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. You know where I want to go back to. As a matter of fact, and it is on the in the United States of America.
Oh, so then you track your last statement?
You know where I want to go back to Phoenix.
Really?
I love Phoenix. That's you know, I love spot. That desert heat.
It's true heat. That's the thing.
The last time we went, it was like 111.
Loved it.
Oh, my God. And you were so brown and toasty. It was amazing. I didn't know you, and it was exciting. Because, no, seriously, you know I love you, but you're a little light-skinned with it. So I'm just saying.
Am I a little light-skinned with it?
A little light-skinned with it. So I'm saying you got kind of rosy and brown.
I'll tell you Nike Town story. You keep messing with me. I keep messing with me.
What are we going to do, babe, for our anniversary? 4 years, babe. 4 years, Mary. What's going on, babe?
They said it wouldn't last 4 weeks,
They said it wouldn't last 4 weeks, man. Oh, they
Four months.
Oh, they did.
Is that 40 months?
No, that's going to be like 48 months. And we were together. Well, it's always up for conversation how long we were together before that.
We talked about this, too. Which you heard.
All right, I'm just saying. So, in any case, we've been married for 4 years in June.
People do want us to do a quick thing. I know it's not your favorite topic, but the nappy head whole Asher Roth made a bad joke, and the internet is
ablaze.
I didn't know at first that he was at Rutgers, the actual school. Right. So then I get the joke. The joke's not funny, and you know he just played himself, and then he had to apologize. He looks like a chump, and then you know we just move on. It's not that deep. I don't. That's what I felt. Like, he was obviously trying to make a bad joke. But that's the thing, too. To me, it's like with race stuff, like I said before, if it's not funny, it's offensive. It's not funny. You know? I don't think he did it with malice, but it's just not funny. That's all. That's my take on it. And then as far as SK and Bowl, you know, I can't stand Bowl. He always comes at me. SK I'm cool with. So I side with SK, obviously. So that's my brief summation. And Daniel has no comment.
Oh, I have a comment.
Can you give a brief version of it? I don't even know where she's going with it right now.
I'm of two minds about it. I work with... I'm not going to get into it. I just think it's... Unfortunately, it's just mad predictable. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not, you know what I mean? It's like it took me a long time to come around to M, and I've come around after years. When me and you were first starting to go out, mm-hmm. You're the one, I used to always say, I'm not interested in Eminem. I'm just not interested, and I never was. I just wasn't interested. No shade, mm-hmm. No, you know, nothing. I'm just not interested.
No shots, as the kids say.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just, no shade, I just wasn't interested. And then when I started hanging around with you and you started playing me some Eminem, I was like, I just listened with my heart and I was like, dude has some stuff, mm-hmm. You know? And I started liking some of that stuff and having mm-hmm. some respect for him as
you
an
like
MC.
Mosh a lot,
yeah. Don't get me on Mosh. Don't get me on Toy Soldiers. Don't get me on don't get me on a lot of Eminem stuff.
The encore like, albums.
Yeah, like there's this is some Eminem stuff where dude gives it up, and I just respect people that give it up. With Asher, it's just like
easy white boy. You haven't really earned your spot.
All
yet
respect,
to make bad
dude.
Jokes.
Yeah, but like, dude, yeah, like you
you're
ain't
not
even,
there yet.
I'm like,
yeah.
Dude, you ain't here yet. You yeah. know what I mean?
Be easy.
Like, shut your mouth.
Yeah,
shut your mouth. You
you're
ain't
not,
even
you're
here
not
yet.
There yet to
like,
make
I got
jokes.
I got dudes up at Vibe. I got dudes up at Vibe, who aren't necessarily African American. Who,
white dudes be working up at the Vibe? A
couple of them were
yeah, they were there. who have more latitude in my mind to say something
but
dead
they
wrong.
Do that. Yeah.
No, they just have more yeah. latitude to say something dead wrong than you do because they've been in the game and the respect for them mm-hmm. is so thorough that if they said something that I find offensive, which
you know
I can't even remember.
More,
yeah, I can't even remember any of them ever saying anything like that, but you know what I'm saying? Things happen. I just have more respect and an open heart and an open mind about the white men that I know like that, like who I know love and respect the culture, who have been in the game for a while, who take it seriously, who yeah. take it lightly, who get up in the morning, listen to rap, go sleep, listen to rap. Like, dude, I feel you. I'm not saying that you're not maybe the next big thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it's like, get here.
Yeah,
your numbers ain't even in from Billboard, dude. Like, it's like, get here. You know what I'm saying? Like, get here. Get here. Give people a chance to even see who you are. Because for right now, you know what I'm saying? Danny Dan's in the wings waiting to see. And based on that comment, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Disappointing.
It's disappointing, man. It's like, really? You want to give people the opportunity to say, he's young. He's new. I said the other. It's like you were smart enough to get into the position that you're in. So then right now I'm supposed to give you the benefit of the doubt when you fuck up? I don't know.
The thing about the nappy head, the whole thing in general, from the original thing, it just wasn't funny. Like, that's the thing. It's like, and I just, but I get, the only thing past I can give him a little bit on is that he was doing a show at Rutgers, so that's what you think of. Like, pop lexicon, you think that, you think that. But you don't say that unless it's something way to, you're saying
it. Get in the game. Get in the game.
But no, but I agree with what you're saying. When you're a white person in hip-hop, you obviously have to be much more careful about how you make moves out of it. Especially when you have at least earned us a...
My whole thing is, I don't even know if you have to be careful. Just get in the game. Dude, you're not in the game yet.
Yeah. Why think
you know
that?
And you can say what you want. You can say what you want about Eminem, but dude is battle scarred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, either, so when it came up with the N-word tape that he did back in the day, he had built such a track record that you know who this guy is enough that if he did some dumb shit when he was 16... It's okay, whatever. Like he,
I ain't gonna say it's okay.
Well, you know what I mean. It's not as offensive or whatever. And he gets more of a pass than he would.
Nah, I don't.
If he had just came in the game doing that,
I give M no pass on that. I give M no pass on that. Mm-hmm. I'm just grown, and can, and know that race is a complicated thing in the United States of America and around the world. Mm-hmm. I give him no pass. I take it all into consideration. But my point is, M's here. He's battle scarred. He's hated. He's respected. He's this. He's that. He's the other thing. He sold 8 zillion records. He's impactful. He's been critiqued. He's screamed on people. He's been in beef. He's been out of beef. He's down with these people. He's not down with these people. He's here. Mm-hmm. Young Mr. Roth is not even here yet. Even if dude comes in at 750,000, which he's not, okay? He ain't even there yet. It's like, really? And when you go out to Rutgers, that's the first thing you want to tweet about? My thought to him is like, grow up, dude. Grow up.
He could have been high. You know what I'm saying? The kid smokes a lot.
Well, then keep people around you to check your impulses. You know what I'm saying? Keep people around you to check your impulses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Keep people around you to check your impulses. Because the shit's not sexy. It's not. It's not sexy. It's not appealing. I don't know dude enough. He can't offend me. You know what I'm saying? He can say nigga, nigga, nigga all day. He can say nappy headed hoes all day. I'm not offended. Who are you? Give a fuck? Excuse my language. Editor-in-chief of Vibe out here being profane. I'm just saying,
how
dude.
How much time we have, Sam? We're at
52 right now.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm just like... It's the same thing I used to say. Everybody used to say, oh my God, Too Short is, you know how I feel about Todd. Too Short is my special. Yeah, Mr. Shaw is my special. Boo and all that, you know, so sexist, so nasty, so, you know, just not cool towards women in so many songs, misogynist and all that stuff. And it's hard for me because I don't claim to know Todd well, but I do know him from the same hometown, and I respect him. Yeah, I listen to some of that stuff that Todd does, and I just say it's so stupid, it's so dumb. I don't even have time or energy to be offended by that. It's like you say, be funny. I'm like, make good art, and then maybe I can be offended. But if you're just out here talking about bitches and who's sucking what and who's doing what and this freak did that, who, and I'm just like, la 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 with that BS. Say something that sounds like you mean it. You don't even sound like you mean it.
Or sounds like it could have been real.
Yeah, like whatever. So anyway, on from that hurtness.
He went in. He went in more than I thought you
would
have.
Get the record. Sell it. Come in at 750,000 as a debut artist. Danny Dan might have to sit back on her heels and say,
that nappy at home?
Am I offended or not? He's impactful. As for right now, please.
I don't know if I've ever seen a blaxploitation movie where the word nappy headed hoe was said, like, so the nappy headed hoe.
That's some stupid shit.
It's not like
super shit.
It's not jamming. It wasn't hot when it's just not taking off. It's not good.
But to me, it's like the thing about Twitter that's funny is like
Yeah, isn't that, that's a good point. It speaks to the power of Twitter.
Yeah, it's like, well, the thing about Twitter,
you think
to me
this is funny or whatever,
this is
what I'm saying. Being offensive.
It's real impulsive.
You found a bad joke to the world, you know?
Yeah, like, it's real impulsive, yeah. You know what I mean? But you don't realize you're speaking to everybody.
Exactly.
With that.
You're putting a record and out. So, or like what the salons doesn't realize is that people are using that as like her statement on a record. If you're a celebrity, reports now and news items, yes, she said on her Twitter,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. It's like you're speaking on the record. There's no off the record.
So watch yourself.
And then you take it off, but it's like it lives on. It doesn't matter if you took it off. That's what's funny.
Let somebody,
and everybody always takes
somebody
it off.
Got
so it's
somebody
like
got a screen grab, your ass is out. And I watch myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes I put up something and I'll delete it real quick because I can't be out here all the time saying, even at Danimo, exactly how I feel about certain things with certain artists.
That's the challenge of
it. It's hard.
Yeah.
So watch yourself. Keep people around you, as my friend at Marvette Brito says, they tell you the truth. Or else you're going to find yourself in a world of trouble.
Yeah, I doubt that Mr. Roth has that right now. It's hard when you be like you're in a new sensation because everybody then just wants you. They just want to ride the wave of whatever it is.
Like, you know
what
I said
about
whoever, Asher Roth?
Whoever it is, whether you're Drake, whatever. You know what I'm saying? The younger rapper. It's like you only have a number of younger dudes around you who are riding the wave of you.
Yeah, it's a big yawner. I'd rather see what Drake is about to do.
Well, who is?
Drake. I'd rather see what Cuddy's about to do, quite frankly. Only because I haven't heard a lot of nappy-headed ho shit come from that direction. So, but maybe you know what I mean? I'd just rather see.
Okay.
Do I need to play some more music?
Because we're running out of time.
I'm not running out of time. I got all day, babe.
We could do a 2-hour podcast. You're the one that we gotta keep these podcasts short. We're doing too many long podcasts. We gotta keep it around an hour. Yada, yada, yada. What happened to that?
I just want to know something. I want to say, is that my voice? Is that how you imitate me? Because
that's
sexy.
The voice I hear. Nah,
it's super sexy.
Voice,
did you have any other Twitter questions?
I don't know if I had any good ones. I think that was it.
If you look into your heart.
One thing we have to figure out, I guess from Sam and you, we have to figure this out after. We got to get on iTunes. It's finally time for us to crack that. We need to start doing this more often, more weekly if we can.
Yawn, babe.
What do you mean yawn? You don't want to be doing this weekly and get on iTunes?
Babe, I just don't believe you.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
If you look into your heart.
She just wants to segue until she gets to the new song.
You know, at the end, I like to get musical, babe, so let's go. You ready?
You going to sing for us, babe?
Oh, you don't want me to sing,
something,
babe.
Something a cappella?
Do you have jokes?
What?
Do you have jokes?
Look at Sam helping you out.
See, because that's because
your
Sam loves
gentlemen,
me,
gentlemen, chivalry.
Okay, here we go.
Chivalry. Okay. And the great side is that it benefits the audience who actually can hear our outro music.
Okay, I'm going.
And mind you, this is a shuffle, so who knows what song we're going to end up landing with. Oh, please don't buzz me working out. We've done that before?
We have not done this before. And you know this is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh, no. All right.
Do you want me to rap?
Great. This is great.
Because I'll rap.
Tell them what this song means to you before we get into it. This is one of Dane Dan's top two. Well, there's DJ Quick. The equipment got stole. That record way right.
Are you saying in a mocking way?
And then there's this record.
I just want to know if you're saying DJ Quick in a mocking way. Born and raised in Compton.
One of your joints.
It's one of the reasons that you often say that you really decided you liked music because I could rap the whole song.
She knows lyrics to Hit 'Em Up, Born and Raised in Compton, and Public Enemy, Brothers Gonna Work It Out.
Because you know how I feel about Public Enemy, and you know how I feel about Chuck D. All respect due, all respect due, all respect due.
He's a fake boyfriend of eternity, eternal land.
I don't know if he's fake, babe. He might be actually, might
shout
be actually real.
Shout out to
so
Compton.
I just want to say... No, but he really hasn't. And I think he and I share that, actually, in common.
This is what we always have, Sam. Is he your soulmate, babe?
See, the thing is, you're bitter and jealous
soulmates.
Of Chuck. You're bitter and jealous.
I think he's
okay, but my whole thing
babe.
About this song is that Public Enemy has so many songs where everything was a fight against and everything was like a huge statement like against.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the song where they're saying that quite seriously.
To us, to people.
The brothers are going to work it out. Okay, so seriously... I need you to listen, and I don't need you to start saying in the middle of Chuck rhyming, Dan, are we going to listen to this whole verse? Because, Dan, we're going to listen to this whole verse.
I think you should rap along. That's what I think you should do.
So should I turn it down a little bit?
Yeah, no. Please don't do that.
It's like you
were doing the house.
Oh, my God, this is my song.
It's like 80 samples. You can never make this song right now.
the rhythm, the rebel.
There's Prince in there.
Yes, yes, yes. How low can you go? See, this is one. Okay, can I just say this too? This is when Flav was Flav. Seriously. This is when Flav had a purpose. Come on, let's go. Here's some music serving you, so use it. Papa's got a brand new. Sit back, party for your right, hunt. Let's get it on. And we rumble. To condition your condition, we're gonna do a song like you never heard before. Brothers, try to work it out. Oh, this man, ask you something. Do you not like this song as much as I like it, man?
Babe, I love this song, but I can't never match your love for this song, babe. And it's like my little brother Steve and other people around me, they've already witnessed it. You probably.
Oh, when his brother at Pressure saw me do it, he couldn't take it. Steven couldn't take it. Okay, seriously, because we got to get to my part and then I'll stop it. Because you know my part is coming up.
The clock is ticking on the podcast.
Are you ready? Okay, here we go.
Why are your parts always in the middle of songs?
just to irritate you, babe. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Go get it. Okay, seriously? Do you hear how positive that is? Because the brothers in the streets are willing to work it out?
Well, Willie Hutch thought the brothers going to work it out. This is the Blaxploitation.
Okay, here we go. You know what? I could do the whole thing right now. We going to work it out one day till we all get paved the right way in full. Huh. No bull talking, no walking, driving, arriving, and styling. Okay, here we go. You don't want me to go.
I got to work on my yeah, boys.
How to get it on. It's quite simple. Three stones from the sun. We need a piece of this rock. Our goal. Answers to these questions to the brothers in the streets and the prisons. History used to be a mystery. Our story is real history, not his story. Here we go. Here we go. We going to work it out one day till we all get paid the right way in full. No bull talking, no walking. Driving, arriving, and styling. Tell them soon you'll see what I'm talking about. Because one day, the brother's going to work it out. I just want to be honest.
Do we understand why she's kill. Not feeling Asher Roth?
Oh, I just
want to
say something. Willie, you could take away, Willie, out of the millions of hip-hop songs out there, you could take away almost every single song that exists in rap music. And leave me this, and Dan will be all right for a while. What? Yes. Okay, just a little bit more, please, because kids don't know. Let's go. What it takes, where you want it. Get involved, because the brothers in the street are willing to work it out. Here we go. One more time. Wait a minute. He says, let's get it on. And the backup is, we are willing. Let's get it on. We are willing. You know what I'm saying? You don't. Let's get it on. Now we are ready if you are ready. Say again why the song could never be made again, babe.
Oh, just all the production-wise. Shout out to Hank Shockley, Keith Shockley, the Bomb Squad. Layers and layers on samples,
it's
on
so
top of samples.
Thick, right? Yeah, it's just thick.
It's like the Art of Noise. Like the height of Public Enemy and the Bomb Squad, their production is they would take so many different songs, so many different elements and build it.
It's, if you listen to this loud in your house on good speakers, it is crack cocaine. You'll twist to this as you raise your fist to the music. United we stand, yes, divided we fall together. We can stand tall. Brothers that try to work it out, they get mad. Revolt, revise, realize they're super bad. Small chance a smart brother's gonna be a victim of his own circumstance. Sabotage, shell shocked, rocked, and ruled. Day in the life of a fool. What? Okay, seriously? Okay, really? You know I never get on this thing of like old rap is better than new rap, because seriously, I don't believe that. I really believe that what matters most is what mattered most to you. I really believe that.
The connection. Which is how we started the podcast. You like that? Our intro and our outro are coming together.
Elliot, seriously?
Stylistics.
Seriously? Can you believe that my life, how bizarre that is, that it goes from the stylistics, you make me feel brand new, to Public Enemy? That's crazy.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Mm-mm. I mean, it's the black experience. It's being a African-American in America.
Okay, here we go. We got to finish it out because seriously.
It's double time. You have to be African-American and be in America, right? That doesn't make any sense, but be black in America.
This song is like one of the most beautiful songs to me in the history of pop music. I'm happy to say it. And I don't think Chuck gets enough credit. And I don't think Public Enemy gets enough credit. And I don't think Hank Shockley and the Bomb Squad get enough credit. I just don't think they do. They don't. So I'm going to go back. And
so
we're going to
Harry Allen's going to enjoy this podcast.
Shout out to the
we
media.
We might actually make the Media Assassins.
Shout out to the Media Assassins.
Blog today.
And Harry knows. I'm good with Harry. Harry knows that this is my song out of every Public Enemy
song.
Chuck
knows though, right?
I don't know if Chuck knows. Oh,
okay. Yo, go to
the world. Thing to brother to brother, never another as sincere. To never tell him he can't bother. You can't say you don't know what I'm talking about, cause one day on the strength. Okay, that's all I'm gonna play, but let me ask you a question, but as we go out on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Make me feel good, make me feel secure, make me feel happy about hip hop today. And tell me that the way I feel about Public Enemy's Brothers Gonna Work It Out is the way that
Little Girls Are Singing The Best I Ever Had by Drake.
Yes.
Yes. It's music. It's
they
the
are.
Same thing. Yes.
That's what I need to know. That's what makes me okay.
Yes. And that's why and people respect that power. That's why Hot 97 had to say, you know what, and Flex, and there was this big thing about how Flex is trying to understand, like, I don't understand if this record didn't break in the club. How is it connected to the kids and, you know, and these what they call the internet, the power of the internet. That's what's speaking to it, that Day and Night was on MySpace for a year and a half before it became this guy getting a deal with Kanye West or whoever. It's like, yeah, the music itself, that's the power of music.
And I love that,
it connects to people.
I do. Because all the best records that I liked, and I don't think Brothers Gonna Work It Out was like a big radio single, by the way. It really wasn't.
Not at all.
All the records that I liked when I was, say, in my 20s, most of them, I mean, you know I love pop, too.
Are we 80 minutes in?
You know I love, I love pop, too, but all those NWA records and stuff like that, all those DJ Quick records, no one was playing that on the radio, even in California.
No.
It's like, that's the great thing I like about the internet that's similar to me that when hip hop first started is that you kind of had to find your stuff.
Yeah, that's how it is.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing I think people don't remember about hip hop in the late 80s and early
90s. There wasn't
90s.
Enough.
You could not hear NWA F the Police on the radio.
Yeah.
You had to find it. You had to find it on college radio stations. You had to go over your friend's house and listen to it. It just... You had to find it. So if that's what kids are doing right now, then I love that.
Yeah.
Because it makes you have such a tight bond with the music. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. That's why it's hard. That's why we can't, even though you can get into times when I feel like things were better back when we were kids or whatever, or when we were younger, but you can't hate on it because it's still the same thing. It's still
really
the evolution.
Shout out to Brad at work. He clowned me at work the other day. Because I was
Brad Wheat. What's Brad's title of vibe? Bradley?
Assistant music editor Bradley is.
I wanted to hire him and rap right now, but I didn't have my stuff together in time.
He's at Twitter at
He's been talking over that part.
You guys, I hear you. So Brad works at Vibe? Holler. Howard University alum. I think at Twitter he's Brad_W. Brad was clowning me because I was trying to act like, and it's rare for me, and I never feel this way, I rarely feel this way about rap, but we were talking about R&B, and Brad was reminding me, like, please don't act like Pretty Ricky is not everything that Jodeci was to you, Miss Danielle Smith.
Wow.
He's like, just be clear. Don't act like Trey Songz is not Aaron Hall
Yeah.
to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like, yeah, I had to.
That's why you need to be surrounded by younger people who are more in tune with that. So you can't just be out of touch and just not recognize that. You know, you have to listen to the youth, you know, that are in this. And we teach them and they teach us. And there's that exchange.
Yes. Because I never get that way. Like, I never feel that way about, like, Cudi can't be what, I don't know, who was hot to me. And I don't know, speech from Arrested Development, not no shade, but just like, Duke can be as impactful as that. And I always have an open mind to that. But for some reason about R&B, I was like, I don't know. I feel like, did R&B die with, you know, Diary of a Mad Band? But that's another podcast.
Wow, that was a sad little cliffhanger. Did R&B die with Jodeci's Diary of a Mad Band? Next week on a Dan Yelia podcast number 14.
Or R. Kelly's 12 play.
All right, we're out of here, man. We did overtime today.
Did we?
I'm
about to go up on that deck. That's what I'm about to do.
Hour and 10.
I'm about to go up on that deck.
I'm about the deck. Next week, we're going to try to do the podcast from the deck.
Are we going to try to do the podcast from the deck next time?
If it's a nice day.
If it's a nice day.
Like today. All right, Danny. That was fun.
All right, EJ. That was fun. Easy breezy, right?
Yep. You took over.
Did I? That's all right, because you usually take over.
Next week, take
Next
over.
Next week.
The break's over.
All LO.
My hand takes over again. All right, baby. Peace.